Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back to It's a Book Thing. I'm your host, Michaela, and well, I'm having a great day today. That's just how my life's going right now. I'm having a pretty swell day. I posted my first post on my podcast Instagram, and it got a couple likes from a couple people, and I was felt very cool about it. You know, I feel like a mom. Like I'm a mom that just got Instagram for the first time. She's like, oh my gosh, look, I'm so popular. I just got one like on Instagram. And everyone's like, yeah, that doesn't make you popular, but I don't know. I'm having a great time. Plus someone commented underneath my post and they left a bunch of supporting vibes. It's another podcast and they are called the Warm Up Podcast. So if they're listening, thank you so much for that. It was really nice. And I think that's really all I want to say. It's just nice to, you know, have the support for this little thing that I'm doing. I didn't think that people were going to actually like this type of stuff. So I don't know, hearing and seeing people support me and say, like, keep it going, it's just really nice. With that said, I want to just go ahead and jump straight into the book talk today. Today I am talking about the second book in the Lunar Chronicles series by Marissa Meyer called Scarlet. Overall, I'm going to give this one a 4 out of 5, which is just a little less than I gave Cinder, because I gave Cinder a 5 out of 5 because I freaking loved that book. So the reason I'm scoring this kind of lower than Cinder was because I didn't like it as much. It was slow at the beginning, and I think I was just really expecting to come out right at the gate with Cinder escaping. So I guess, like, you know, to have to be introduced to another character, I was kind of just a little bit disappointed. And then it just, like, all of Scarlet's parts were super, they just kind of felt slow at the beginning, but at the end it was like it moved a lot faster because it was more action-packed and stuff, and that's what I love to see. So I don't know, it wasn't a bad book, I just didn't like the beginning part and I really liked the end part. So I will say, though, the way that Marissa is able to blend these stories together, it's really interesting the way that she's able to blend these stories together without making it feel forced or anything, because she has, you know, Kai's story and Cinder's story and Scarlet's story, and they're all just like weaving together so nicely, and I really love that. So props to her for being able to do that. Going straight into the book talk, Scarlet, our new heroine, she was a little lacking to me in the personality department. Because, I mean, the only thing I felt like we really got from her was that she was stubborn. She's brave, but Scarlet would be a great Gryffindor because she's brave, but she's also stupid. And I can say this because I'm a Gryffindor. She kind of reminds me of Harry at times, where she's like, she'll stick up for what she believes in and she'll stick up for her friends and stuff, but like almost to the point of stupidity. Like, it's not a good idea to like walk into a wolf's den and be like, yo, give me my freaking grandma, you know what I mean? It's like props to you, dude, for like having the confidence and the brave part about you to just go out and do that, but also that's like really, really insanely stupid. And I think it just, I don't know. Don't get me wrong, I love Scarlet. I think that she's so interesting. I just thought that we were going to get more of her personality other than like, oh, I need to save my grandma. I need to save my grandma. And then like the odd, like, oh, well, this wolf guy who might have kidnapped my grandma, I think I might be falling for him. And so you're just like, what is going on? If her personality is anything like it was at the beginning of the book, where she stood up for Cinder, didn't even know the chick that she's standing up for. If that's who Scarlet is, dude, I love her. Like, she's pretty freaking awesome. Because she didn't even, like, Lunars get such a bad rep, and Cyborgs get such a bad rep. And she, like, stood up for a Lunar cyborg that's in jail and is going to be executed. I mean, it really spoke to her character, I guess. And I think that that's just fantastic that you're able to like stick up for someone that much. So I think that's so sweet. Going into though the weird love thing that is Scarlet and Wolf, like it started off with such a a promising start, you know, because that first meeting, and they're like, she walks up to Wolf, and also, let me just preface this by saying, Scarlett totally just was like, gave Emily, her friend, the big middle finger to her dibs. Because Emily totally called dibs on Wolf. She so called dibs on him. She's the one who introduced Scarlett to him. And then, like, now Scarlett's like getting with him, and I'm like, so you totally just like said F you to the girl code, to dibs. But yeah, no, and then Scarlett goes and meets Wolf, and then I thought it was so funny that, you know, they started like their whole relationship is kind of they're bonding over food, if you've noticed this, you know, with the tomatoes and the carrots and their first meeting when she's like, are you sure you wouldn't want us to bring out the whole pig? And he's like looking at her like he didn't even know that was a possibility. And I just look, that's some freaking comedic gold right there. And also, their whole relationship reminds me of Princess and the Frog. Like, whenever Tiana's like, my mom always said the fastest way to a man's heart is through his stomach. That's what their whole relationship reminds me of. So that's all I think of anytime that I see Scarlett and Wolf together, that's all I really think of. And don't get me wrong, like it's not like food's their whole relationship, but food is like it's a huge contributing factor to their relationship. So there's that. And then they had a lot of cute moments where Scarlett's like actually going to kill him. Like I think that's so fun. Like that Scarlett's like, I'm gonna shoot you if you don't tell me where my grandmother is. And he's like, well, make sure you aim for the head, or if you want a bigger target, aim for the stomach. And I'm just like, that's so funny. And he's like so nonchalant about it. Like he's like, look, you wanna kill me? You kill me. And that also kind of makes me sad for Wolf, because I'm like, you're important, man. We like you. Don't try to get yourself killed in the first like 100 pages of the book, please. Thank you. So I don't know. Their whole relationship is so weird to me, but it's also incredibly hilarious. I find their relationship so funny. Now, going to actual plot points, it starts off straight off the back with Scarlett finding out that the police is just like not going to try to find her grandmother anymore, which I'll be honest, I don't understand this. Look, like I get that runaways will like cut out the chip in their arm, and I get that. That makes sense. That's actually really smart. But it's like, she's an old woman. And I get that everyone's saying that she's crazy, but also, like, you're not even like the least bit concerned at all. Like, I mean, she was in the military, and maybe it's just me being conspiratorial, but like, if someone in the military then like ran away from their entire life and was like, peace, deuces, and they have like a person to care for, and everyone in the town knows that they care about their granddaughter, you're not just like the least bit concerned that something else might be going on. It's also been 2 weeks. So like, even if you didn't think she ran away, y'all aren't even gonna like try to look for a body. Even at that point, like I would start being like, oh, well, you know, the grandmother probably could have fallen in a river or gotten hit by a car or something. Maybe we should look at this as if we're looking for a dead person. You feel me? Like, I guess I just don't understand why they cut it off right at the, you know what? We're done looking. It doesn't matter anymore. We're out of here. That whole situation, I was like, can we just do something? And also, screw all the people that are like, oh yeah, Scarlett's grandmother, she's crazy. She's psychotic. I don't think they called her psychotic, but she's crazy. She's in that. Like, yeah, she might be, but is she a nut that would run away from her granddaughter? No. So let's think about this like this. I mean, you can think that she's crazy, but that doesn't mean that you need to tell the police to, like, stop looking for her entirely. Because that's insane. Are you kidding me right now with that BS? Whatever. And Scarlett is just so, man, I felt for Scarlett like the entire time. She just wanted to find her grandmother. She wanted to find her grandmother. She wanted to go back to the farm. She didn't want anything to do with whatever the lunar crown. She didn't want anything to do with that. She just wanted to find her grandmother, and she wanted to run her farm, and she wanted to live her life out in France. And did she get that? No. Now she's on the freaking Rampion. Is that how you say it? Rampion? Rampion. I think that's how you say it. Rampion. Rampion. I'm not gonna keep trying to pronounce it because it's not really that worth it. So now she's just like on the Rampion, and she's like, yeah, so I guess I'm gonna help this lunar princess out. I guess that's where my life has taken me, because my grandmother is dead and there's a huge pack of wolves trying to kill me now. So I guess if I had to choose, I'm going to choose to help this fugitive lunar princess, because why not? And then going into the fugitive lunar princess, Cinder. I just want Cinder to take a nice, like, can Cinder take a bath? Like, is that possible with her cyborg parts for her to take a bath? Or would she electrocute herself? Because all I want for her is to take a bath, have some tea, sleep. I want her to sleep a lot. I want her almost to go into a week-long coma so she can just sleep. Like, it's so unfair for her to have this huge, massive plot twist in her life, and all she wants to do is just not be killed for this. She never wanted to be a princess. All she wanted in her life was to have her own apartment with her android best friend and get away from her stepmother and her stepsister. That's all she wanted in her life. And now she gets tossed to the wolves. Levana's trying to kill her. Levana's starting a war because of her. Kai is going crazy because Cinder has only had one. I don't want to say that she's only had one, like, romantic partner in her life, but I think she's only had ro one romantic partner in her life because the girl does not seem like she would have multiple. Like, does that make sense? Like, she doesn't seem like she's dated a lot because with the whole Kai, whatever. So the one person that, liked her and was like, who cares that she's a cyborg? And now she doesn't even get to hang out with him. And then he's a freaking, like, prince. Or actually, he's an emperor now. I want Cinder to take a nap. And I just want to give her a hug. And I want her not to have to deal with things. I'm just glad now that, at least Cinder has Thorn in her life. Because, God, man, dude. I love Thorn, like, with everything in me. Like, I love Thorn so much. Like, so much. Like, I would kill someone for Thorn. If Thorn needed someone to die for him, I think I would kill someone for him. He's so freaking, I love him. And I think him and Cinder's relationship is, I love relationships like these, where one person's like, freaking fighting wars and like dealing with all this inner turmoil and stuff, and like the other guy is like such a total dumbass. He's so stupid. He's stupid, but he's charming. He's a charming stupid. It kind of reminds me of like Elizabeth and Jack Sparrow, like in Pirates of the Caribbean. That's what their relationship kind of reminds me of. Granted, that kind of is their exact relationship, so I'm not wrong with that, but I just love that, we get that kind of balance between the two of them. And I think that they're so funny. And it's also kind of amazing that they're like, the reason that they are together now, like the reason that they're like on the same ship was a total accident. Like, Cinder was trying to escape prison and she thought that if she went through, she landed in the wrong cell. And then, boom, she meets Thorn. And like, that's some destiny type shiz. And whether or not you believe in destiny, I don't care. I think it's amazing that she met Thorn. I think that's fantastic. Yeah, that's all I got to say about their relationship. I think it's really funny when he tries to like flirt with her. I think that's really funny when he tries to like charm her. And oh my gosh, my favorite part, like one of my favorite parts with them too, is whenever Cinder like hooks herself up to the ship to get it started, and then she like literally like pass like she starts talking to Thorn, and Thorn's like, "Who are you?" And she's like, "I'm Cinder, you idiot. Start the ship." And then she like kind of dies a little bit, and so then he goes to like try to save her, and she's like, "Don't touch my control panel," and he's like, "Well then don't die, okay? Thanks." And I love that relationship with them so much. Oh, I think they're so funny. I love them. I think it's funny that Thorn is so insistent that he's a captain. Like, I think that's hilarious that he's just like, "Everyone call me captain. Call me captain. You must call me captain." But Boy doesn't even know how to work his own damn ship. Like, okay, we'll call you captain when you understand how to actually fly the ship, okay? Without, the auto controls or whatever. Speaking of the ship, Iko's the ship. Whenever Cinder was like, "Oh my gosh, I can make Iko the ship. How amazing." And then she makes Iko the ship, and then Iko's so, I don't want to say she's ungrateful. I just want to say she's annoying about her being a ship. Because Iko's just like, "I'm a ship. I'm so huge. I'm not even like attractive." And I'm like, and she keeps talking about how, like, "Oh, if you can find me an escort droid body." And I'm like, "Look, Iko, baby girl, I love you but we have bigger problems to deal with than you being a ship right now. Okay. We have to find this Melissa chick, Scarlett's grandmother. We have to find Scarlett's grandmother. We have to ask her questions about, you know, Cinder being a Luna princess. We don't have time to deal with you and your like annoying attitude about being a ship. Okay. Like, we'll get you a body when we get you a body. That was the only time I was really annoyed with her, is every time she asked for a body. But there were so many more times that I just loved her. Like, whenever she was, like, manipulating the ship to, like, be her emotions. Like, whenever she raised the temperature to be, like, she's blushing. And then Cinder, like, called her out on it. I just, I think that's so funny. I love Aiko as a ship, okay? I think I love her more as a ship than I loved her as her android body, okay? Because I just thought she was so funny. And she was, like, talking to Cinder. She's like, yeah, I think we need to come up with a kind of way so that I don't, like, overhear things I'm not supposed to overhear, because Scarlett and Wolf are over there, and they're talking mad love stuff, and that's really uncomfortable. So, like, if you can figure out a way that I can't hear stuff like that, that'd be great. And then every time she, like, interrupted someone and, like, was talking to them, I thought it was so funny. Oh, I think she's amazing. I love her so much. Okay, let's talk about Kai. Because Cinder and Kai are like a match made in heaven, because they both need to just go into comas and like pass the F out for like months. Like a solid month, I think that they need to just go into a coma together and just sleep for like an entire month. One thing that I love about Kai, and I think this is probably the best part about him, he's such a conspiracy theorist. He's such a conspiracy theory nut. He was like, oh yeah, I'm going to try to find Princess Celine, and like, he's talking all this stuff about how he thinks that, like, Cinder's trying to find Princess Celine, and, you know, like, he's like, oh, Cinder's trying to find her so that, like, I don't have to get married to Lavanna. And then Torrin's like, or she's trying to find her because Lavanna's trying to, like, freaking kill her people and her. So maybe that's it, more likely. And then Kai's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But I just think he's so funny because he's trying to find the princess, and then he, like, believes that his office has been bugged. Both of these theories just happen to be true. Like, I don't really think that that ever really happens for a conspiracy theorist, but it happens for Kai, so who knows? Also, I really believe that if Kai was a person in today's society, he would so be obsessed with BuzzFeed Unsolved. I think that that's just fantastic. I love that about him. I just love him. He's such a good person. He's so unselfish. He's willing to marry Lavanna to stop a war for like his people. And I get that that's kind of what royalty people do sometimes. Like, I get that that's happened in history before. Like, people have definitely married other people to stop wars. I think it adds another level because he definitely, like, he knows that she wants to kill him. So I think that's another level on top of it. It's like, he's so unselfish that he is willing to, like, sacrifice his actual life. Like, he's willing to be, like, a sacrificial lamb in order to save his people. And I think that's amazing. I think he's a cool dude. I feel bad that he's having this inner turmoil about, like, wanting Cinder, like, the entire book. He's like, I want Cinder to be captured for my people, but I also really hope that she lives because he loves her. Like, we obviously know that. Like, oh my gosh, I think I fell in love with him even more whenever he's having that interview moment with, you know, the people, and he's like, what does her having to be a cyborg have to do with anything? And you can just see, like, Cinder's watching it. Like, if Cinder could blush, she'd be blushing, and I think it's so sweet. Oh, I just love him. Also, I don't understand how he can't connect that Cinder's Celine. Like, I don't get how that's, like, Lavanna's trying to kill her so much. If she was just a rogue lunar, Lavanna would not be trying to kill her as much. Because you know sure as hell that there are so many lunars in literally the Earth. And so the fact that you can't connect that Cinder is Celine, the fact that that's not even occurring to you, you conspiracy theorists, the fact that that's not even occurring to you is insane. I don't know. I had massive issues with that. Going back to Scarlett and Wolf, because I have this scene written down, and I think y'all know the scene that I'm about to talk about, and it's the train scene. Look, you gotta give it up to Marissa Meyer with her love scenes. They are top notch. They are another level of creative. Like, they're on the train, and Scarlett's pointing out different scars and touching. Like, Scarlett's like, oh, I want to kiss him. And then being so coy. And she's like, what's this scar from? And he's like, a fight. And she's like, what's this scar from? And she's like touching his like lips and stuff. And he's like, don't, because he knows he's about to backstab Scarlet in a hot minute. And he's like, please don't. And she's like, why not? And he's like, you can't. And then they kiss and then they fall asleep together on the train. I don't know. Like, that scene's so romantic. It's so heartwarming to me. I love it so much. And then, he backstabs her and he's like, yeah, let me take you to my wolf people. And also, let me just like give you to them because I'm a part of this pack. And this is my. Also, how are we pronouncing this? Thaumaturge? Is that how we're pronouncing it? Thaumaturge. I think that's it. I'm gonna say it's a thaumaturge. So if it's not, don't call me out on that. But, his thaumaturge is so. I don't like him at all. I think he's a creep. Speaking of creeps, I think Wolf's brother is a massive creep. Wolf's brother totally wanted to like literally rape Scarlet, and I think that's actually disgusting because rape is bad. I don't know who needs to hear that, but rape is bad, guys? So don't rape people because then I'll call you out on it and I'll call you a freaking creep and nasty and honestly, not worth a breath. So, and then Wolf like literally kills his brother, like for Scarlet, a girl he has met less than a week. Like, I think that's the whole thing that's perturbing me about this is that they met literally less than a week ago. About a week ago, anyways. So they've met for less than a week, and they already have these intense emotions. And this couple reminds me of. Like of a middle school couple, like they fall in love fast and they're so passionate. I don't want to say middle schoolers are like passionate, but they think that they're passionate. So that's what their relationship kind of reminds me of, is like that passionate middle school thing. And then I can't like Scarlet and Wolf. So that scene where Wolf kisses Scarlet in that cell grossed me out so much. Like, I get that he did it so that she could get the chip thing, but still, it grosses me out. Like, it just makes me feel gross inside. So, I don't know. I don't like it. But I'm glad he helped her escape. And, I mean, okay, I guess I get it. Like, the wolf instinct is greater than the lunar instinct or the lunar capabilities or whatever. I get that, but I also don't get it, well, I guess they just like torture them, right? That's how they suppress like the appetite thing, like the wolf's need to eat. So they just like torture them. So I guess I understand it. I did think it was pretty cool that Scarlet connected those dots and was like, based on her like 5 minutes of research that she did on the train and at her home, she now understands all that there is to understand about wolves and their packs. Okay. And she's like, well, alphas have an alpha female, and their need to protect their alpha female is stronger than their need to be in a pack or whatever. And I was like, the fact that you just connected those dots and then you said them out loud. I'm proud of you. Honestly, I'm proud. Good job, girl. And then Wolf is like, there's no one for me. Yeah, Wolf, you think that because who else has Wolf met that's a female? Really, really and truthfully, ask yourself, who else has Wolf met that is a female? Scarlet's grandmother? Maybe Emily? Possibly some girl from the fights? But other than that, he doesn't have a lot of experience with women. So, it's very easy to say that Scarlet will be the only woman for you when you haven't had any other connections with any other females. I mean, hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that is how that works. Then we get that amazing fight scene at the end with the war and then everyone dying, and that's sad. But it also gives me my favorite moments, with Cinder shooting Wolf, because no offense, like don't I know that I'm giving Wolf a lot of hate. I don't hate Wolf. I think he's a great character. He's just annoying at times, and I really love that Cinder shot him. I found that very amusing. That was fantastic. And then Scarlet's like, I'm not leaving him. And I'm like, Scarlet, again, is what I say is has a lot of Gryffindor traits because she's brave and she's stubborn and she's stupid. Yeah, I just she's just very stupid. I'm sorry. I don't. She's like picking up Wolf and then they're carrying them, and I'm like, there's a bunch of mass like murderers around you, like people that are trying to like kill everyone, and the guy that you're carrying just happens to be one of them. And no offense, but I think that Wolf could survive if you left him. I truthfully. And also, Scarlet, let's think about the fact that he kidnapped your grandmother. Let's also think about the fact that your grandmother's dead by his brother. Let's also think about the fact that his people just massacred thousands of your own. Like, even though you don't know that it's been thousands, you could definitely tell that a lot of people have been killed. Okay? So, let's just think about that. Okay? And I don't know. I can't with the fact that they even saved Wolf in general. And then they almost don't save Wolf. Like, there's that whole part where, like, literally they're being surrounded by wolves, and Cinder's like, I don't have enough darts. And Thorne's like, I don't have enough bullets. And Scarlet's like, well, I can't do anything but mope about Wolf being passed out, and Wolf is passed out. So it's like, we really and truthfully only have like two people that are actually defending us, and one of them can't even really defend you because he has a weak brain. Like, Thorne's brain can be manipulated by the Lunars. So I'm just like, priorities, you know what I mean? And all hope seems lost for our scrappy gang until Iko, oh, baby girl Iko, saves the day with her hatch. And it's like, did I get them? And everyone's like, yes, you did. Let's get on the ship. This is why I have to say that I love Iko more as a ship than I do an android. And that's just Anja, because I think she's so helpful. I mean, like, a self-flying ship. Think about that. It's fantastic. I love that. And she's just so, she saved the day, and I love her, and I want the best for Iko. That's just all I gotta say about Iko. I love Iko. There was only one part about this book where I truthfully hated Scarlet. One singular part where I hated Scarlet, and that was the last scene where, or I shouldn't say the last scene, but the scene after they get on the ship and they're taking off, and Cinder is talking to Scarlet, and she mentions that she's Princess Selene, and then Thorne's like, oh my god, I didn't even put that together, which Thorne. That's why I say Thorne's an idiot, because he didn't put it together after Cinder literally took him down to the lab in which she was created, and they saw the schematics of a girl that has no arm and no leg, and he still couldn't put it together. So love Thorne, but he's an idiot. And then, you know, well, Cinder's all like, I don't know what to do, and I don't know if I'm even ready to become a princess, and blah blah blah. And Scarlet's like, my grandmother died for you. Like, my grandmother died trying to protect you, and blah blah. And I'm like, Scarlet, like, she just found out less than a week ago that she's a princess. She tried to save your grandmother, first of all. There's that. And then after she found out, she was in jail. She's also a fugitive of the law, Scarlet. Like, what do you want her to do? Because from what I can tell, she's been doing pretty well. She's been doing what she can. And she just got a hold of her lunar capabilities. And she's also dealing with the fact that she doesn't want to be like Lavanna. And she doesn't want to, like, have people fight her battles and then, like, get people killed like she did with the guy in the cafe. And she's, like, trying her hardest. So if Scarlet could back the F off of Cinder, that would be fantastic. So that was really the only part in which I truly, truly hated Scarlet, in which I was like, I can't with her. Like, I'm done. Like, I don't like her. I'm over Scarlet. Adios, muchacho, or muchacha, you knew what I meant. But other than that, you know, I know I talked a lot of mad chiz about Scarlet and mainly Wolf. I know I talked a lot of crap about Wolf, but overall, I really did enjoy this book. I know that I'm talking a lot of smack, but I did like this book. I didn't like that. The only parts that I really didn't like was that the instant love between Scarlet and Wolf. I didn't like that. I don't know. I can't with books that are like that, that are like, oh yeah, they're instantly in love. Granted, I mean, they're a fiery couple. They're kind of a power couple, so I mean, it's okay. I'll live with it, but I don't know, it wasn't my favorite. But I do love how both the first book and the second book, we end it with Cinder ready to take action. You know, Cinder at the end of this book is like, I'm gonna let Wolf train me. I'm gonna become stronger than she is. I'm gonna find Dr. Erlen and he's gonna teach me how to win against her. Then I'm gonna track down the girl who programmed this chip and she's gonna tell me everything she knows about Luna and its security and all the Queen's secrets. And then I'm gonna stop hiding. What a baller. Shock collar. I love Cinder. I think that she has done so much in this short time. It's been what, like a month in total that she's found out not only are you a cyborg, you're also a lunar. And then, you know, she's having to deal with the Kai situation, and now she's dealing with the fact that she's a princess. And she's ready to fight a war for people that she doesn't even know, that she doesn't even know if they're gonna like her. That's so freaking badass, dude. That's so cool. I love that so much about her. And I think that I'm proud that I read this book when I was younger and I had this type of role model to look up to that was like, I gotta do what's right, even if it's not what I wanna do. I've gotta think of everyone in this. I think that that's such a great thing to look up to. And I think that's kind of why I love books, you know, because they're filled with so much. Like, I get that people are like, they're fictional characters, they're not real, they can't actually teach you anything. But I beg to differ because I think that there's a lot of books that teach you, you know, how to be a better person. And I think that some books provide building blocks to make you better people, to provide you with empathy, to provide you with new perspectives that you didn't even know. I mean, there's a lot of books I've read that have taught me more about different cultures and different types of people and different sexualities and just different people that have to go through different hardships that I wouldn't have that I would have never known about because I don't get exposed to that on a day-to-day basis. So I think that's an amazing thing that books do. And now that my little spiel about how much I love books and how much I just freaking love Cinder is over, I will say that that is the end of this book. Jeez, can I speak today? That's the end of this book talk. I really hope that you enjoyed it. Again, my Instagram, if you want to follow me on Instagram, is going to be its period a book thing. That's my Instagram. And my Twitter is my personal Twitter. It's going to be Michaela_101, and that's MKAYLA_101. And yeah, so follow me there and I guess keep reading.